Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
The impeachment inquiry hearing thingy.
It's not an impeachment. You know why they're calling it that? Normally you'd have hearings. And everybody would know, if this goes really, really badly, I'll bet the House is going to impeach the guy. But you have to have the hearings first to figure out what happened. Well, by calling them impeachment hearings, if it looks bad for the guy, it turns a six-foot putt into a one-foot putt. What we're here to decide is whether to impeach or not. We're not here to decide what happened. We're here to decide whether to impeach or not. So if the Democrats come out of this looking pretty good, well, then clearly it's time to impeach. It's a presumption. It's the cart being ahead of the horse. It's the tail wagging the dog, or the horse wagging its tail. I don't know. It's something like that, though. Certainly.
The cover on the New York Post was guilty. Now let's have the trial.
Nice. Nice. Restaurant and bar owners in D.C. aiming to cash in. They opened up early this morning. The house in Pigeon, there it is, Duffy's Irish Pub in the District's H Street Northeast neighborhood.
I hang out there right now having a black and tan.
Oh, are you kidding? They're,
did
having...
you ever make the black and tans when you're a bartender, Sean?
Yeah.
You good at that?
That's good stuff right there.
I just like to see the different races of beer coming together. Anyway.
You ever do a snake bite?
Do tell.
Yeah.
What's that there?
Guinness with cider.
Cider?
Yeah.
Like apple cider or hard cider?
And I don't remember, do they separate in the glass the same way as...
Not quite. Not quite.
And
no, it's like an alcoholic cider.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's why I'm here. They're featuring what it's dubbing Happy Hearing Hours. $5 rail drinks, $2 off all drafts and wine. They're also selling a subpoena colada and a drink called the James and the Giant Impeachment. Union Pub is opening earlier. For $7, customers can pick up a variety of peachy cocktails, including its Impeachment Please, with a peach-flavored Jim Beam, Simply Syrup, and Orange Bitters. Or, I got 99 problems, but Impeachment ain't one. They list the ingredients.
Alcoholics, they're so funny.
Oh, look at us justifying our horrible behaviors.
The fact that we're drinking at 6 in the morning.
Another Capitol Hill.
That's fun. Look at the name of the drink.
The Capitol Lounge, which is on Capitol Hill, is rolling out an entire pun-filled menu of drink specials for the first day of impeachment hearings. Now, some of the offerings include the Quit Bro Go, made with Prosecco. Well, that's a bit of a reach.
Jeez.
An Insane in the Ukraine cocktail.
Oh, yes.
Salakaya, blueberry vodka, etc., and other concoctions. Not the first time. Many places opened up early and offered food and drink specials during Robert Mueller's testimony in July. That was back when he was going to be impeached for aiding the Russians, which didn't happen. Blah, blah, blah. And, oh, also Michael Cohen's February appearance in front of the House Oversight and Reform Committee that was going to be the blockbuster.
Right. Oh, yeah, that was the one that was going to end Trump.
Jared's Grease in the Middle East is the name of a drink. Rye, ginger syrup, orange, and oil served covered up.
That's right. See, I can't even...
Daddy will never love you?
Wow.
What?
That's the name of a drink?
They have the Mrs. Conway and the Bar-a-Lago.
But remember, I can't keep track of all the hearings that were supposed to be the day that ends Trump.
Right.
The Cohen testimony, yeah, that was all exciting. And then he at some point said, no, I didn't. And that didn't happen. And that was kind of the end of that. Yeah. Then Mueller got up there and he couldn't hear the questions and hadn't apparently read his own report. And we all found out, oh, it's not the Mueller report. It's your name, but you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, you were the granddaddy, but you didn't do the work.
And there have been several others. And so right. You got then today. And what has happened today so far is a bunch of ambassadors very slowly, methodically laying out what I think most of you already know if you follow the news is that Trump, it would appear, pressured Ukraine to blah, blah, blah. You know the story.
Right.
And we had the poll numbers yesterday that 75% of people have already made up their mind.
Mm-hmm. Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
That does leave 25% that haven't made up their mind, although they could then split off 50-50 also.
Certainly, yeah. Well, and I'd love to see a poll, an honest poll, of Trump supporters who would say, yeah, he makes me crazy, but for the judges and the immigration reform and the rest of it, we'll take him. We're fine. He's staying in. I don't care. I wish he wouldn't do that stuff, but I don't care. I'll bet you get a lot of people who'd say that. He's worth it.
Well, I think that's the reason. It's like there's a moment in a game, a basketball game, football game. Happens more in football. It seems like there's a moment in the game where you realize this is the whole game right here.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get this, make this fourth down. Even you got many minutes to go. You're not. This is it.
That's when I rise up out of my couch and stand there watching. That's right.
Yeah. So, but those moments happen long before the game's over, and I think that might be what's going on here. The Democrats think we can't beat Trump. We don't think we can beat Trump, not with the candidates we have. This is the game. This is the fourth and one. This is where we're going for it
to
boot him out through this process, so we have a chance.
Yeah. Or at least dirty him. Damage him so we can buy a little time to figure out who the hell we're going to run against.
Muss up his head.
Maybe Deval Patrick. I hear he's good. And who just announced? I know the name.
Sherrod.
Yeah, Sherrod from Ohio.
Sherrod Brown of Ohio. He's a senator?
Yes. It was. May still be. Nobody's sure.
Name, feel free to delete that. Brain, feel free to delete that name from my memory in about a week and a half when no one ever mentions him
no
again.
Yeah, no kidding. When he and Mark Sanford go on a hike together.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I know some nice Argentinian girls I could introduce you to, Sherrod.
What do you know, executive producer Hanson? What do you got for us? You got something? Tell us something.
No, he says no.
He's waving us off. Tell us something.
Are you being attacked by bees there?
Tell us.
Are you listening to something? What's happening? You should see the dance he's doing, folks.
Waving his arms around.
Not a joke.
Has anything exciting happened in the impeachment inquiry? It's not an impeachment inquiry.
It's just an inquiry.
Sorry, I got to push 18 buttons to talk to you guys.
Okay, so what is currently going on? Hanson has been tasked with...
There's a lot of back and forth going on right now. I have nothing specific to report other than Sherrod Brown on Sunday said, I'm not running for president.
As recently as Sunday,
I saw the man say it on Face the Nation or Meet the Press. Or one of those
so that's pretty interesting. So she got Hillary Clinton yesterday. Do we have the Hillary Clinton tape available? We should throw that in. Yeah, there it is. It's only 13 seconds long.
Never, never, never say never. And I will certainly tell you, I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, sitting here in this studio talking to you, that is absolutely not in my plans.
So Sherrod Brown said on Sunday, I'm not running for president, announced today.
Yes.
And Hillary
Clinton. It's a different day, Jack.
And Hillary Clinton said, I have many, many, many people begging me to run. But as I sit here right now, no.
Yeah.
Never say never. God, that sure sounds like yes to me. That's the most she sounded like yes by far.
It means 50-50 yes at least.
It's to me, that's Hillary Clinton announcing it's just a matter of how the polling looks. We're doing some polling, and if it looks like I can pull it off and we're talking to some donors, it looks like I can get the money, and then yeah, absolutely yes. That's what that is.
Right. So here's your quote of the day from Sherrod Brown. The only cure for the presidential virus in the United States Senate is embalming fluid, and I don't want to be that guy. So senators all think they ought to be president, and he doesn't want to be that guy.
Okay.
Well, that means he's not running. Or did he just announce that?
No, he said that on Meet the Press over the weekend, and then he announced today.
So not only did he say, I'm not running, but he said, I would never effing do that. That's pathetic. It's sick. You got every senator in the world thinks they're going to be, no friggin' way. I'd rather be stabbed in the eye. I mean, not only did he say he's not running, he laid out a pretty insulting description of why he wouldn't.
3 days later, in ring.
I thought a lot of crazy stuff on Sunday,
That's
Jack.
That's true.
Today's the cold light of Wednesday.
It makes a difference.
Everything looks different, Mr. Vice President, sir.
Exactly.
What was your son making all that money for, by the way, just as long as we're talking about all this stuff? We'll concentrate on Trump, but let's spend 10 minutes on that, huh?
How about we
apologize for that.
We'll dip back into the hearings when we come back and see how they're going on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Introducing the world's first apple cider vinegar gummy, the Goalie Gummy. Two gummies are equal to one shot of apple cider vinegar. Finally, a delicious way to get all the amazing benefits of apple cider vinegar without the terrible taste. The benefits include weight loss, reduced bloating, detoxifies the body, improves complexion, enhances energy, and so much more. Visit GOLI.com and use promo code HEALTH for a special offer. Goalie gummies are packed with essential vitamins and superfoods, making it your daily delicious health necessity. They're 100% organic, all natural, vegan, and gluten-free. If you don't love the taste, no stress. Get a no-hassle refund. Visit Goalie.com and enter promo code HEALTH for 10% off your order. That's GOLI.com and enter promo code HEALTH to get 10% off and free shipping. Taste the apple, not the vinegar. Visit GOLI.com today and use promo code HEALTH. That's H-E-A-L-T-H.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number. Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. We are a local authorized dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when you're blind, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The truth is, whether it's Anonymous, Nikki Haley, or John Bolton, beneath it all, these books are all trying to do the same thing. Profits off the chaos. Because these books don't help the country. They just trade on rumors and innuendo to make the authors money. Like, if someone has valuable information about the president, they should just tell the American people instead of holding out for a big payday. It's about the president. It's about the country.
As I've been saying for years, good for Trevor Noah, that these people with these bombshell books, if that was so crucial, how about you didn't, why didn't you run to a microphone immediately?
Yeah.
No, you waited until you found a publisher and got a book and then got your book tour lined up. Then all of a sudden, I don't believe anybody who does that. James Comey is a perfectly good example. All of these damaging revelations about the president and the way it all worked. Why didn't you tell us earlier if you cared so much about the country, Mr. Staring at the Trees? Because you need to get your multi-million dollar book deal going. And on the front page of USA Today, the Anonymous book gets reviewed by Susan Page, who I generally like. But this doesn't deserve a front page review in the USA Today, this book. And this one isn't even written by somebody who's willing to put their name on it.
I suspect this is going to vanish in the blink of an eye an orgasm of coverage on the front pages of all the liberal media.
But listen to this. I almost dropped a BS bomb. Listen
to
this.
Do it.
Listen to this ass that they put on the front page of the USA Today to allow to be put in people's heads. The anonymous official who has written a scathing account of the presidency of Donald Trump suggests that the president, this is the first paragraph, suggests that the president might refuse to leave office even if convicted of impeachment hearings or defeated narrowly in the 2020 election, and says he's preparing his followers to either to their outcome as a coup that should warrant resistance. He will not exit quietly or easily.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
So the first paragraph of a review on the front page of USA Today, this guy says, no, Trump's not going to leave. It's going to be like a war. It's going to be like the Civil War. That is completely...
I thought we'd outgrown that whole he's the new Hitler, he'll seize power thing.
That's completely irresponsible. The anonymous,
it's ridiculous.
The anonymous doofus or doofuses, if it's multiple people, you know, you get to write whatever book you want. And if you can find a publisher who's willing to give you millions of dollars, say, you know, my hat is off to you. But the U.S.
Yes, the First Amendment covers bullspit.
But nobody has to give it air and act like this is a real book or that's a real opinion. And the first paragraph, front page USA Today with that crap.
He's going to refuse to leave office. What does that even mean? She's going to sit there in the White House. Doing what? Like the Senate and the House would put up with that or the Supreme Court.
Shut up! Based on conjecture by somebody who won't even put their name on the conjecture. I mean, that is where we are.
God, that's so dumb.
And as Trevor Noah said, it's just all a bunch of crap, people trying to make money. That's so weak.
Yeah, I was not impressed by the Nikki Haley book. I understand she's putting out a book to pave the way. You got to have a book to run for president.
For some reason.
And so she's paving the way for her run and how she bravely stood up in favor of Trump or for him, even as she disagreed strongly when he was wrong. I mean, it's good. It's some good needle threading. And she's good at it. She's an impressive woman. But the book, please. Who needs the book? And I tell you what, old John Kelly's response to it was pretty good. I opposed him. I told him when I thought his plan wasn't going to work. I'm not supposed to do that? What? And so where are we left? That's the thing about the Beltway High School lunch table, which is what the D.C. is. It's a high school lunch table where people gossip. That stuff goes away. 10 minutes later, nobody cares.
Well, then again,
they all yell at each other like it's the most important thing in the world.
Putting it on the front page of USA Today says more about USA Today than anything else.
Yeah, boo!
But getting to today's impeachment.
I wouldn't let my parrot crap on you, USA Today. There you go. I almost said S.
So the impeachment inquiry, what do you want to call it?
Just an inquiry.
Everybody's called it the impeachment hearing.
You got to call it the...
Even Fox is calling it the impeachment inquiry hearings.
Yeah, I know, because that ups viewership. Everybody wants to make it into something it's not yet, but I get it.
They're in break right now.
It's the Ukraine aid hearings.
So you got the diplomats there. They were asked questions for like 45 minutes from a lawyer for the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lawyer for the Republicans is going to ask questions with the rebuttal, and I think that should be pretty darn interesting. And that'll be coming up, and hopefully we'll get to catch a little bit of this. But here's what I think is interesting. The irony of history, or the way this may play out, is that the Democrats had several practice rounds of these hearings that failed and got to really hone their skills.
What practice rounds? Do you mean the underground Capitol secret hearings or the Mueller thing?
The Mueller thing.
Yeah.
They got to do the Mueller thing. The Mueller thing, the Cohen thing, but particularly the Mueller thing. It failed spectacularly. And I think they got to look at it and say, okay, why didn't that work? Nobody cared. Nobody was moved.
They went over the game film.
They went over the game film, and they tried to figure out a way to perfect that. Okay, we're doing a bad job of asking questions. Instead of us asking questions, let's bring in a hotshot lawyer. Let's try to get to the good stuff early, all that sort of stuff. And they may have perfected it so that they get a lot more bang for their buck this time around. It's kind of interesting. And if Trump gets removed from office, that'll be lost to history, that he was basically impeached several times. Hearings very like this,
right,
several times that went nowhere,
right,
until they finally perfected their skills and built up enough ahead of steam that they're able to pull it off.
Right. They have some pretty decent witnesses, too. To the facts that I think everybody has agreed on, more or less. I mean, there's still some hardcore out there who say, no, it was a perfect call. But
the only question is, psychologically, does it make a difference hearing it straight from their mouths in a soundbite than having read a paragraph in a newspaper?
I happen to dip into another radio show briefly. I heard it coming out of a speaker at a different station. And that host was aggressively litigating the president's side of things. I mean, he was not analyzing it just as, it was rah-rah for our team, as opposed to we need to be careful of the other team's passing attack because they're really good at it. And we tend more toward the second thing around here. Some people love it, some people hate it. They have some pretty good witnesses this time. These diplomats, you could make them sound like phony Democratic tools in the abstract, but they're coming across really well.
Yeah.
They're coming across as serious men who care about their country in the hearings. So I'm telling you, if you are a Trump fan, that's not great for the president. They're not coming off as phonies.
And a Trump appointee. I mean, the Trump administration, picked these people.
Yeah, and in most cases, I think. They're longtime career diplomats and all. And the stuff about the deep state, I prefer the permanent bureaucracy, but all that stuff is true. And could they be resisting Trump's policy just because they don't agree with it? Yeah, but the policy we're talking about is Rudy running around Ukraine making deals with people and the aid and the rest of it. And that's not an official policy. That was just something Trump said once.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Another quick dip into the impeachment inquiry. Ominous signs of a crackdown coming in Hong Kong and an RBG health update.
Oh, boy. You want this to get more interesting?
No, no.
Trump appointing a Supreme Court justice.
In the middle of this? My head may explode.
That'd be awesome. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now, 800-605-3136, 800-605-3136.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Experience what it's like to be an archaeologist, biologist, or astromathematician in Turtle Bay's Mystery of the Mayan Medallion on display September 28th through January 12th. Delve into science, language, history, and mathematics in this hands-on immersive treasure hunt of an exhibition. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have your dad's dimples? Your mom's curly hair? What makes us, us? Explore genomic science in Turtle Bay's newest expedition, Genome, Unlocking Life's Code. On display September 21st through January 2nd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The inquiry is on break right now. The Democrats had their say for now, and the Republicans are going to have their shot in just a couple of moments. We listened to some of the analysis on Fox, and one of the reasons I'm particularly focused on what Fox has to say, because I think the whole ball game with this is convincing people on the right to switch sides
right.
on the argument.
Correct.
That's the whole ballgame. I mean, I'm sure if I was on MSNBC or ABC or whatever, they're saying, oh, yeah, it's damning Trump's and big. Yeah, but those people, the people watching you already agree. We've looked at the poll numbers. So of the senators, and the there aren't 20 senators that are going to go, Republican senators are going to flip.
No, so, you've got to get a huge percentage of their persuadables and a decent chunk of Republicans to say, yeah, that's too much.
But Chris Wallace on Fox thought it was a pretty rough go for the president so far. But as he pointed out, same thing Joe said earlier, you've only heard one side of it. Often the prosecution makes their case. And when the defense gets up there, you say, oh, yeah, that's another way to look at it.
That's a good point. So, Chris Wallace constantly listening to the Armstrong and Getty show and stealing from me. I've gotten used to it.
So hopefully we'll get some of the other side this hour. Let's get the news now with Marsha Phillips.
Well, earlier today, the acting U.S. Ukraine ambassador Bill Taylor was testifying at that impeachment inquiry. He was asked by the Democrats' lawyer about a text that he had sent earlier this year to a colleague.
And the text message should be on the screen in front of you. And if you could read what you wrote.
As I said on the phone, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign.
And that is one of the quotes you will probably be hearing over and over again today.
Yeah, so we've been watching a little bit of this that we haven't aired. The lawyer that the Democrats hired is really good, and it's pretty clear to me what he's up to. He understands what I was talking about earlier. This is a TV show. This is for the media. He asked a couple of questions that you would never ask in a court of law because you get overruled on that question immediately.
Mm-hmm.
He asked the ambassador one question of, what do you think the president of Ukraine thought when Trump said that? And the diplomat properly said, well, that'd be speculation. I mean, you can't ask that question in a court of law because
right.
you don't have any idea.
Right. Well, it's not a court of law, though. It's politics.
Right. And what he was hoping for, and this is smart, What the Democrats' lawyer was hoping for is a soundbite that the diplomat would have said. Oh, I think the president of Ukraine believed he was being strong-armed or something like that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
So they're going to do that all day long.
Yeah.
They're going to try to drag these soundbites out of them.
Right.
That they can play on the news all day long.
Speaking of dragging, there's a hearing to drag Trump out of office like monthly now. What was the one where the congressman said, would you read what you wrote to us, please? And the witness said, no, I'm not going to read it. You want to read it? You read it. I'd like you to read it, sir. I'm not going to read
that
it.
That was Corey Lewandowski.
Yeah. That's yeah. right. Yes. Yeah. No, I'm not going to read it. You read it.
He spent the entire time of his examination just telling the congresspeople to sit on it.
Yeah. It's right up there. Why bother? I'd like you to read it, sir.
What do you think, President Swalwell?
Read this. F you.
That was some rough stuff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Good times. Simpler times.
Meanwhile, Ambassador Taylor said he also raised questions about Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani's shadow diplomacy in Ukraine.
There appeared to be two channels of U.S. policymaking and implementation, one regular and one highly irregular.
Again, referring to Rudy Giuliani.
If Trump goes down, it will have Rudy Giuliani's fingerprints all over it, Trump fans. I'm telling you that. Absolutely. If it had been more Bolton and less Giuliani, we wouldn't be in this. Bolton was pissed at Giuliani running around doing what he did, cutting deals and the rest of it. And if he ever shows up, man, he's going to be breathing fire.
News just coming in. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's missing arguments today at the High Court because she is ill. The Chief Justice John Roberts announcing Ginsburg was indisposed due to illness. Ginsburg will still participate based on recordings and written briefs.
Well, yeah, that's pretty thin. I mean, everybody gets sick and misses work.
Yeah.
She's a fairly frail old gal, too, so who knows?
Yep.
You know.
What does she need, Marsh? She need a lung? I'll give her my lung right now.
No, apparently the official word is the 86-year-old justice has a stomach bug.
This is just what we need to add to the mix, though, right
can
in the middle
you,
of impeachment.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Trump appointing a Supreme Court justice.
Impeachment in the middle of a primary race on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
With the senators unable to campaign during Ruth Bader Ginsburg's final days.
And a Senate confirmation hearing.
Not wishing for that. God bless her.
No, yeah. And a Senate confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice. That would just be too much. I think everybody would explode.
And Mitch McConnell having to explain why this time it's okay to nominate a Supreme Court justice in the eve of an election. That'll just be delightful.
Meanwhile, we've got several foreign exchange students at Hong Kong Baptist University being moved because anti-government demonstrators are on their school grounds. One student telling a Norwegian broadcaster that they are being sent to a hotel, adding, "I don't really know what is happening. I have got to pack now." She said she and several other exchange students were told to pack up and move away from the university right away. She said people walked out with their suitcases. Many were crying.
Is this sensible caution because the protesters are smashing stuff up and the school administrators are thinking, well, let's get the kids out of here? Or did the Chinese authorities say, hey, get the kids out of there?
Yeah, I wonder.
That's all the difference in the world right there, and we don't know.
Nope, not at all.
Jack pointed out earlier off the air, Israel has unleashed an attack on Gaza. They took out one of those, the splinter group leaders yesterday, or the day before.
Yeah.
And they've hammered Gaza and the militants with missiles today. Is it possible because they're not going to get as much bad press in America for doing it from
almost,
the liberal journalists?
Almost zero.
Well, right. Yeah, nobody has any time. So who knows what else is going to happen today under the dust cloud, the fog of the impeachment hearings.
Right.
Which are not impeachment hearings. They're just hearings.
Meanwhile, one final note, singer-songwriter John Legend is a new honor to go with all of his other awards. He is now People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2019.
What's a magazine, Daddy?
I remember when that used to be a really big deal, who People's Sexiest Man Alive was. I thought they'd do something exciting, like pick a transgender or something.
So John Legend was already in EGOT.
Yes.
Now he's the sexiest man alive.
Yes. Do you need any more than that?
He's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar,
Tony. And there's only a handful of people. Only a handful of people won all those awards and then been sexiest man alive. Yeah, no kidding.
Already married to a former swimsuit model.
Right.
Gorgeous kids.
He's former got swimsuit model.
Good point, Joe.
Has been.
Take that, Joe.
It makes a difference.
Hang up your bikini, old lady.
Jeez, that's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Did you guys hear his redux of the Baby It's Cold Outside that he did with Kelly Clarkson and modernized it?
Where they took out the date rape part?
But yeah, kind of.
It's not date rape part. Way to go. Why don't you go to your college campus and take classes on intersectionality, you numbskull? So speaking of singers, I saw this headline in the Dallas News this morning. Grammy Award-winning singer, and I hate awards for art, but I'm impressed by the EGOT thing. Grammy Award winner Ellie Goulding is threatening to cancel her Cowboys Thanksgiving halftime show because the Salvation Army, which is involved, isn't LGBTQ, BBQ friendly enough. I tell you what, if I'm Jerry Jones or a Cowboys executive and she says that, I say, okay, fine, you're out. No, I don't think you understand. I am... No. You're no longer the singer for the halftime show. There's no reason for you to be here. Walk out the door, please.
Right.
Well, walk out the door! Guess what, baby? There are a lot of singers. We're getting a different one. Bye-bye. Yeah. Well, I think the LGBT... Bye-bye! Not singing in Dallas. Go away.
So we heard the Democrats question the diplomats in such a way that didn't look so good for Trump. The Republicans get their shot now. When we come back, we'll hear some of that. I want to hear the cross-examination next on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty. Men, do you want to know the dirty little secret the prostate pill industry hopes you never find out? Well, now you can, thanks to the Men's Guide to Prostate Secrets, featuring the latest news and research from one of America's leading urologists, Dr. Dudley Denoff of Tower Urology Group at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. In this guide, you will learn the truth about the PSA test, why most prostate pills don't work, why the saw palmetto pills at the drugstore are worthless, the seven biggest mistakes most men make, the five foods that destroy your prostate, how to stop getting up at night to go, the dirty little secret the pill companies are hiding from you, and much more. This guide sells for $25 on Amazon, but right now you can get a free copy. Just call our 24-hour hotline. It's a recorded message to leave your name and mailing address. Call 1-800-500-2210. That's 1-800-500-2210. Call now and get your free copy. 1-800-500-2210.
Brought to you by ProstateReport.com.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-2712. That's 800-605-2712. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-605-2712. 800-605-2712.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
a phone conversation with Alexander Danieluk. Mr. Danieluk, Mr. Danieluk, Mr. Danieluk, Alexander Danieluk, Mr. Danieluk, Mr. Danieluk understood.
Ambassador Taylor pronouncing correctly, apparently, that name.
Rapping.
I could work on that for a week and never get that name right.
Danieluk, Mr. Danieluk, that's my new alias. Checking into hotels.
So currently in the impeachment inquiry hearing thingy, the Republicans are getting their chance to talk to Ambassador Taylor. The Democrats having done a good job of laying out a pretty damning version of the story earlier, I think.
Right.
That's their job.
And now Devin High Nunes is asking Ambassador Taylor about all sorts of now known plots by various Ukrainian actors, oligarchs, politicians, whatever, who were openly supporting Hillary and openly trying to bring down Trump during the election.
Trying to make it clear that there's a lot of dirty dealing going on in Ukraine and it would have been reasonable to do some digging.
Right.
On our side.
Right, that there was lots of corruption and messing with our election and the rest of it in Ukraine.
So we'll see where this goes. We'll pick it up right now.
Fusion GPS contractor Nellie Orr testified to Congress that Lyshenko was a source for Fusion GPS's operation to dirty up the Trump campaign, including the compilation of the Steele dossier on behalf of the DNC and the Clinton campaign. You testified you were unaware that Lyshenko served as a source for that project. Ambassador Taylor, is this still correct?
It is, sir.
You said you did not know that Ukrainian Internal Affairs Minister Arsen Avakov mocked and disparaged then-candidate Trump on Facebook and Twitter. Is that still correct?
That is correct.
Ambassador Taylor, in your testimony to this committee, you said you were never briefed on these reports and statements, that you did not do due diligence before taking your post to discover that the president's and Mayor Giuliani's concerns may have been, and that you did what they may have been, and that you did not discuss them with Ambassador Yovanovitch. That's still correct?
Yes, sir.
Furthermore, you said it upset you to hear about the many indications of Ukrainian election meddling. Your precise words were, I'm going to read them back to you, based on this political article, which again surprises me, disappoints me, because I think it's a mistake for any diplomat or government official in one country to interfere in the political life of another. That's disappointing, unquote. Ambassador Taylor, is that still your testimony?
Mr. Nunes, it is. Subsequent to that, I looked into the circumstances for several of the things that you just mentioned. In 2016, candidate Trump had made a statement saying that it was possible that he would allow Crimea to go back to Russia. He expressed that the sentiment or the opinion that it was possible that Crimea wanted to go back to Russia. What I can tell you, Ms. Nunes, is that
I remember that. That was one of those crazy Trump off the top of his head sort of comments.
Right.
It's like, what does that mean? And then it just goes away.
I'm surprised Nunes is letting him go on with this. Just as an attorney, you don't let witnesses ramble on if it's not useful to you.
Yeah, I think it would have looked bad if he just said, that was a yes or no question, so yes?
Right.
And then moved on.
You know what a good dodge is always? We'll get to the background on that in a couple of minutes, but I want to hang with this.
That would have been the way to handle
it. Yeah, I missed my calling.
There you go.
That sentiment is amazingly inflammatory to all Ukrainians. So
I can understand that. Are you aware during the, I believe it was the 2012 election when, at the time, President Obama leaned over on a hot mic to the then Russian president and said that he'd have to wait till after the election. Was that inflammatory to the Ukrainians also?
I don't know, sir.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I just want to be clear that some government officials opposed President Trump's approach to Ukraine, but many had no idea what concerned him. In this case, it was numerous indications of Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election to oppose his campaign and support Hillary Clinton. Once you know that, it's easy to understand the president's desire to get to the bottom of this corruption and to discover exactly what happened in the 2016 election. And with that, I'll turn to Mr. Castro.
Ambassador Taylor, Mr. Kent, President Trump's concerns about Ukraine's role in the 2016 election, you believe he genuinely believed they were working against him, right? Ambassador Taylor?
Mr. Castro, I don't know what President or candidate Trump was thinking of.
So that's the Republicans hired gun?
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, didn't he in this Oval Office meeting on May 23rd after the Zelensky inauguration, didn't he lament that the Ukrainians were out to get him?
I heard that his response to the suggestion that Mr. Zelensky visit Mr. Trump, President Trump, in the Oval Office was not well received, and that he had concerns about Ukrainians. Yes.
But from the president's perspective, if the ambassador, Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, one of the most influential diplomats, is penning an op-ed, certainly with the okay of President Poroshenko, the DNC consultants are conferring with Ukrainian officials at the embassy. Former Prime Minister Yatsenyuk is saying things on social media. Interior Minister Avakov, who has spanned both the Poroshenko and the Zelensky realm, is also saying some very unkind things.
They're getting at the fact that there was rampant corruption, rampant political interference coming from Ukraine, and that's why Trump had a bee in his bonnet about it. It wasn't about diminishing Joe Biden so much, it was just dealing with that interference.
That's a pretty good way to muddy the waters, and maybe perfectly legitimate.
That's a good point, too.
That's gonna work pretty well.
Yeah.
It is now my incredible privilege to present
final thoughts
with
these moron
Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Producer Positive Sean, final thought.
Yes, downloaded Disney Plus yesterday, ended up watching The Mandalorian, loved it, but I also loved being able to circle back to little after schools of my youth and watch some Darkwing Duck and X-Men the Animated Series. It was a delightful evening.
How did you find Disney overall?
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was easy to use. I didn't have some of the glitches that some people were having downloading it, and it was smooth and great.
Fear the mouse, evil corporation. Michelangelo, final thought.
Oh, yeah, Democratic debate next Wednesday. The question is, will Donald Trump still be president? I'd say there's at least a 37% chance no.
Wow.
We'll just see.
Our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips. Marshall?
Well, the hearings roll on this afternoon. I am going to go home and, perhaps have a glass of Chardonnay and continue to watch them.
Oof.
Yeah.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
Yes, yeah, so we got multiple hours today, hours Friday, and then what, 4 days next week with like nine more people? Wow, America will be good and tired of this by then. I think both sides, you got to better score your points now. Because I just think everybody's going to be tuned out by then.
Eyes are going to begin to glaze over. I think this is a really interesting masterclass in how diplomacy is actually run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it in terms of getting the president booted out of office. I just think at the end of it, people are going to believe what they already believed, and they're either going to want Trump out like they did 3 weeks ago, or they're going to want him to stay in like they did 3 weeks ago.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Got a lot of good clicks for you, podcasts, etc.
We'll have the analysis for you tomorrow from all the smart people. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
If you want to drive them crazy, just say 8 more years or 12 more years. 16 would do it good. You'd really drive them into the loony bin.
Arms. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.